Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Are you looking to that day when you can be saying, home at last?
Home at last.
it all the way. Somebody say yeah. Trouble in my way. Church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location is 2012 Fulton Street. That's where we're holding services now. 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Amen. My friends, if you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. Are you sick today? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Jesus is a healer.
Yes, he is.
I said Jesus is a healer.
Yes, he is.
And he can heal your body.
Yes.
No matter what your illness might be, Jesus can heal your body.
Yeah.
He can turn things around for you. When the doctors done gave you a gloomy report,
yes,
and said there's nothing else they can do for you, I want you to know Jesus can step right in.
Yes.
Man's extremity is God's opportunity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
well, we have one today that's coming. He was in the hospital. Uh-huh. And he was testifying how the doctors was talking about cutting his foot off, his leg off, and so he had gangrene done set in. Some of y'all know what that is, especially if you're suffering with sugar diabetes. You know, they started cutting your limbs off because they say your flesh done died.
Yeah.
And once the flesh is dead, they got to cut it off to save the rest of the body. They were talking about cutting his foot off. But I told him to tell the doctors, Whatever they can't grow back, don't cut it off. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because we believe God is a healer.
Amen.
Sure, you might have sugar diabetes, but Jesus is a healer.
Amen.
Sure, gangrene might be set in, but listen, there was a man in the Bible who had gangrene all over him. His name was Lazarus. Uh-huh. He had been in the grave 4 days, so you know gangrene had done set in by then. He was already stinking. But when Jesus come by, when Jesus stepped up, all trouble was moved away. Because Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth, no gangrene, no more death, but he had life. I said he had life. Oh, my friends, I come today to tell you, God can cause you to live. But God can cause you to live again. He's a healer. He's a savior. He's a keeper. He's a provider. Say yeah. Step on over here. Step on over here and tell what the Lord has done for you. You was in the hospital, huh?
Yes,
I was. And what did you go in the hospital for?
I went in the hospital because my foot had gangrene.
Your foot had done got gangrene. That means the flesh had died.
And it was poisoning my body.
Poisoning your body.
And the first day I got there, they told me that they had to amputate.
Yeah. Talk up where we can hear you.
Yes.
And they said they had to amputate. The first day you got in the hospital, they told you they had to amputate. Now, you called me, and what did I tell you?
And you told me about Lazarus.
Yeah, okay.
You told me how God called Lazarus, who had gangrene all over his
body. All over his whole body.
Had been dead for 4 days.
Yeah.
And that he healed him.
Uh-huh.
He can heal you.
So now tell me this. Did you get healed?
I am healed.
We prayed and God healed you.
Healed and in living color.
Well, tell me this here. You got both of your feet that you was born with?
Both of my feet.
And you're walking on them?
I'm walking on them.
Walk on over there and let the folks see that you're walking,
oh,
no problem.
Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. No more. Somebody told a lie one day and said that God was dead. But here's this brother's living proof that God ain't dead. He's alive forevermore, and the same healing that he did over 2,000 years ago, he's doing it today. He's walking. That brother's walking. Not only is he walking, but he's shouting on the 2 feet that God gave him with. Be born with. Somebody say amen. Well, Brother Lawrence, what you got to say about that? I want to tell all those liars that say God ain't healing no more. I want to tell all them liars that say God is dead. This one I want to tell you today. God's not dead. He's yet alive. legs off. Listen, God ain't dead. Your flesh might have died. You might be at the point where they're ready to put you in the ground. But God ain't dead. He's alive forevermore. He's able to heal your body. Whatever your case may be, if it's heart trouble, God can heal it. If it's sugar diabetes, God can heal it. If death doesn't start working on your flesh, God can heal it. He can put life back in your body. Say yeah! Say yeah! Woo! Clap those hands and give the Lord a hand praise. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. My friends, God ain't dead. They told that lie years ago that God was dead. But listen, he's alive forevermore. Are you sick today? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? God ain't dead. Whatever your condition is, he's able to heal it this day. Come nigh to your radio. Hallelujah. Come nigh to that radio. Touch that radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. God's going to heal you today. According to your faith, it will be done. You'll be able to come right here to Exodus and testify, just like this brother did. That when they was talking about cutting off his foot, God will save your foot. God will save your leg. God will save your arms. He'll kill out that gangrene and put life back in your flesh and tell you to live. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Touch the radio now as we pray. Jesus is right there where you are. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Don't struggle with what the doctor has said. He's only going by what he knows. But I know a man. I know a man from Galilee, and he's able to do more than you can ask or think. His name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus,
hallelujah.
We thank you now for the power that's in your great name
to
heal and cast out devils.
Oh,
God, there's somebody that the doctor done told them that they're going to have to cut their limbs off. Jesus, you're able to put life back in that flesh. You made it in the first place. No, God, you're able to put flesh back together again so it can live. Just like you did Lazarus, oh God. You raised him from the dead. He was already dead. Whole body was dead. Gangrene had been set in. But you raised him up. Now, dear Jesus, and these that are under the sound of my voice, God, the doctor's looking to cut off their limbs. They're trying to save their life. But Lord, you can save their life without the operation. You can put life back in there. Heal them right now. Satan, we come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. You lying devil that's attacked these people. You devil was causing flesh to die. I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, don't let them cut off them limbs. Heal right now. Heal right now. In the name of Jesus. Heal up cancer, oh God. Heal up heart trouble. High blood pressure. Asthma, oh God. Liver problems, kidney problems, whatever the disease is, Lord, we pray that you'll stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch and heal right now. And dear God, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. And all the glory shall be thine. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Come on and lift your hands and say along with me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's right, praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise. When you praise the Lord, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Remember now, friends, you're listening to that noisy church on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Comes to you from Brooklyn, New York. You want to get over here where the healing is going on? It's not me doing it. I'm just praying for the folks. God has ordained me to pray, and God is the one doing the healing.
Amen.
You want your body healed? Get up and come on over here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Once again, we're located right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street. between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. We're here every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. Whenever you come, friends, we'll pray for you. We'll anoint you with oil. And the same God that healed this brother's foot that they wanted to cut off, he can heal you.
Yes.
Whatever your disease is,
amen,
whatever your sickness is,
yes,
he can do it. All you got to do is get here to the temple and let me anoint you with oil and pray for you. Lay hands on you and pray for you like they did in the Bible days. And you will get results.
Amen.
Do y'all believe that today?
Amen.
You can be healed according to your faith. You can be healed according to your faith. You can be healed according to your faith. What the Lord has promised to you. Well, I wish I could go on, friends, spending time with you and ministering to you. But I'm looking at the clock. The clock is telling me, Lawrence, you're getting ready to go off the air in a few minutes. You ain't got much time left. Amen. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. We love the Lord on today. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, the pastor of the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. And my friends, we come to you each week on these radio stations across the nation, letting you know that Jesus Christ is still doing what he did over 2,000 years ago. All you have to do is have faith. Jesus said himself, according to your faith, so be it unto you. If you put your faith and confidence in him, he will, amen, heal your body. He will deliver you. He will set you free. Now, for those you might be out of town in different cities, we invite you, if you're over in Roselle, New Jersey, go on by the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. If you're in Gary, Indiana, go on over to the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue, and that's in Gary, Indiana. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor. If you're up in West Haven, Connecticut, we just left from up in West Haven, amen, up there with Bishop Moore and the saints there, go on over to the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue, West Haven, Connecticut. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. If you're in Syracuse, New York, go on over by the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue, and that's where Elder Reginald K. Williams is the pastor. Down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, there's a church there, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road, Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor there. Are you in Chicago? Go on over to the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, near West Madison Street. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. Don't forget, you're always invited to come and be here with us at Exodus Healing and the Deliverance Temple here in Brooklyn, New York, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. If you'd like to write us, I'd love to hear from you. Send me your prayer request. We'll pray for you. You can write me at P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. That's P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. I'm so used to saying 000, but it's zero, amen? That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. You can call us on your telephone and talk with us on the phone by dialing area code 212-406-3904. That's 406-3904. And of course, the area code is 212. Now we want you to get your Bibles right quickly. So many people are looking to different things and trying to get help from everywhere. The Word of God warned us, woe unto them that go down into Egypt for help. Because just where you think you're going to get help, just where you think you're going to stand, just where you think you're going to overcome, with the help that's coming from Egypt, you're going to fail. God wants us to trust him. God wants us to look to him. Go to Isaiah, the 45th chapter, a very familiar scripture. Isaiah, the 45th chapter, and we want to look there at the 22nd verse. It says, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Uh-huh. For I am God, and there is none, amen, there is none else. I don't care what you do, friends, there's no other God but Jesus. If you're looking to Muhammad, he ain't God. If you're looking to Buddha, he ain't God. If you're looking to Hare Krishna, he ain't God. If you look into that statue that you're praying to in your house and burning incense to, he ain't God. It ain't God. You look into that candle that you're burning and sacrificing incense to, it ain't God. God has explicitly told us to look unto him. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, he says, look unto him. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. That covers everybody. Every white man, every black man, every blue man, every green man, whatever color you might be, brown, red, yellow, everybody. The scripture says, look unto me and be ye saved. You want to be saved today? Stop looking at the TV at all these false prophets that's on there. There's a lot of false prophets on there, praise God, that are spreading lies. And they're not doing nothing but taking your money. Oh, my friends, now that's not to say there's nobody on the TV that's preaching the truth. There are some good preachers on there. There are some good preachers on the radio. But a lot of them are false prophets, and they're telling you to look to them. They're trying to make out like their God. They're trying to boost themselves up. But the word of God tells us, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. You want to be saved today? Look to God. You want to be healed today? Look to God. You want to be delivered from your trouble and your trauma? Look to God. Remember when Moses was in the wilderness and the children of Israel became disobedient, grumbling unto God and complaining. They were sick of eating the manna that came from on high. Amen. Been out there 40 years and they were sick of it. And they started grumbling. Some people don't appreciate what God does for them. Amen. They complain no matter what. If it's raining, they complain about the rain. If the sun is shining, they complain about it's too hot. Some folks is all the time complaining. And sometimes God just gets sick of hearing grumbling. Amen. Like he did the children of Israel. He got sick of hearing them grumbling. After all he had did for them. After the miracles he had performed them. After being yet with them. They were still grumbling. And some of you today, God has done a lot of things for you and you're still grumbling. Some of you are still complaining. And God is tired of it. He's tired of wicked ways that men and women are doing. So what he told Moses in the wilderness, amen, he said, I'm sick of these folks. And what he did was he sent serpents by. Serpents came by and bit the people of Israel. And a lot of them died because those serpents caused severe inflammation and burning. Amen. And it killed those people in the wilderness. And Moses went to God in prayer. Amen. And God said, listen, that's why it pays to have a pastor. Like I was teaching y'all in Bible class Thursday night. It pays to have a man or a woman of God that will go to God for you. Amen. Amen. Moses talked to God and God, amen, told Moses, said, listen, them hard-headed complaining folks are dying in the wilderness. But I tell you what, Moses, lift up a serpent. Make a serpent and lift it up. And all those that look upon the serpent, they gonna live. But you know, some people was too mean and ornery even to look up. They died in the wilderness. Some of you right now, too hard-headed, you won't come to church. That's why you're dying in the wilderness. That's why you're dying in your sins. That's why you're dying in your trouble. The word of God teaches us to come out of sin.